With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A public hearing has been approved for a plan to speed up action when a walleye population is in trouble. Carrie Lee Zimmerman, Fisheries Regulation and Policy Specialist with the DNR, told the Natural Resources Board recently that putting protections in place is currently a two-year process. They're looking to allow for faster action.
We're looking at walleye lakes of concern where, under very specific circumstances, biologists would like to apply a certain regulation to help in the rehabilitation of the walleye fishery. So the very specific condition under which this would be able to be used is when there's less than 15 young of year walleye per mile in the shoreline.
Mark Luring, Indian Fisheries Section Leader with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission, told the board when waters are doing well and fish populations are doing well, everyone is thriving. However, Luring says walleye populations are declining.
So it's been a big concern, both of ours and of the Department of Natural Resources. And what we found in the last few years is that the current processes that we have not been adequate to reverse these declines or even slow it. So we keep adding more and more lakes each year that used to be good, naturally reproducing walleye lakes, and now are declining.
Luring says the current process for implementing special walleye rules is long and onerous.
When we see walleye populations decline, we're not able to, the DNR biologists aren't able to make regulation changes quickly. And we think that's important for the health of these populations. Because we have good data, we might as well use it right away if we see populations declining.
The Natural Resources Board voted in favor of holding a public hearing on rule changes to allow for quicker action on special fishing rules for lakes where walleye populations are not doing well. Summer doesn't officially start for a few weeks, but we've already had some hot weather. Preparing now can help when a hot stretch arrives. Greg Engel, Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator, says now is the time to have a plan. Last year, there were 10 heat-related deaths in Wisconsin and more than 1,000 emergency department visits related to heat. Wisconsin DHS says remain in air-conditioned buildings as much as possible during hot weather, drink plenty of fluids, and avoid alcohol. Never leave a child or pet unattended inside a parked car. They also recommend seeking medical attention right away if you develop heat stroke symptoms like confusion, rapid breathing and heartbeat, nausea, or high body temperature. June 3rd is Heat Awareness Day in Wisconsin. Public education advocates are calling on schools in Wisconsin to place stronger limits on screens and artificial intelligence amid the rise of excessive use among kids. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Almost half of 11-year-olds have cell phones, and 4 in 10 teens report they're online almost constantly. American Federation of Teachers President Randy Weingarten presented a national proposal which suggests a series of screen bans and AI restrictions. It's aimed at promoting active learning in schools while curbing technology in classrooms.
In this era of TikTok and YouTube, which drives rapid shifts of attention, there is a growing concern about students' ability to sustain focus and to persist through challenging learning tasks.
Research shows exposure to excessive screen time in children can be associated with attention problems. Wisconsin recently became the 36th state to enact a law limiting cell phone use in K-12 schools. That policy goes into effect for all school districts on July 1st, though some schools have already implemented stricter bell-to-bell bans. Weingarten's 10-point plan suggests banning screens and online assessments for students in pre-K through second grade. It would also end student-facing AI in elementary schools, and she's also proposing prohibiting social companion AI chatbots for anyone under 16. While she argues that AI should not replace the core purpose of education to help students develop critical thinking skills, she recognizes its relevance in the modern age.
I am not calling for an AI ban or a Chromebook bonfire. What I'm calling for is getting the balance right to harness the benefits of technology while mitigating the harms. I'm wary of the dangers of AI, but it is here to stay.
Weingarten also criticizes the administration's efforts to privatize education through vouchers and warns against allowing big tech to shape public schools without accountability. While she stresses public education should have bipartisan support, she's putting additional pressure on Democrats to send a stronger message.
Well, Democrats are still among the strongest advocates of strengthening public education, too few Democratic leaders speak clearly about the fundamental importance of public education as a national priority.
I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Turtles crossroads this time of year looking for places to nest. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs in shallow, buried nests, often along roads and in residential yards. Drivers can help by watching out for them when driving near swamps, lakes, and rivers. Andrew Banji, DNR conservation biologist, says protecting adult females and turtle nests in the wild is essential for conserving Wisconsin turtle populations. The Wisconsin DNR says a leading cause of turtle mortality is being hit on the road. Some are also taken illegally from the wild to be kept or sold as pets. You can help the DNR track turtle populations by reporting observations. Just search the DNR website for Wisconsin Turtle Observation Program. You can also learn how to build a nest cage to protect turtle nests from predators. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.